is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me, Art.
Hello.
Jay.
Yo.
We are live. We are live in Jay's house here, and we're going to be doing a power hour as part of our top 8.5 drinking games. Top 8.5 drinking games of all time. And in celebration of that, we're going to be doing a power hour because there's been a lot of we've had this thing where a lot of people want to have us do something like we did with the hostess, the hostess
snack
challenge,
off.
The snack off, yep. And the absinthe challenge that we did. So
we were originally going to do White Castle sliders, right?
Yeah, that's
if you don't hold that after Mike.
That's Mark's. That was my buddy Mark's idea. We definitely have to do that. He also.
Well, why don't we start the power hour? Because
all right, you want to start the power?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So we're kicking it off with Blue Point No Apologies, which is their double IPA,
kind of funny for
which
tonight.
Is a nice 10% alcohol.
Yay! This is for the first 20 minutes of the power hour.
See you on the other side, Ray. Start time.
Yeah. Start time is 12:19.
So explain what the power hour is for those who don't know.
Power hour is you take a shot of beer every minute.
For 60 minutes.
For 60 minutes.
Which is, right. comes out to just less than a gallon.
Yeah.
Which is what these three jugs that you're looking in front of us if you're watching on Ustream is. 64 ounces. So we should have just a little bit left of each one by the time we're done with this.
Hi to everybody in the chat room, by
these
the way.
These three huge
Thank you,
jugs.
Guys. And
there's three of us and three of them. That's awesome.
Rob, Ed, and Gojira.
So we wanted to
the
do
proud,
something.
The
yeah.
few. The chat room.
We wanted to do something that kind of where we look like we're in pain at the end, because that's what everybody likes, apparently, us killing ourselves. So yeah, but in the meantime, while we're doing this, and we're going to take another shot in another 5 seconds.
Yeah, we have Blue Point No Apologies.
Two, one.
Cheers.
Take it.
So what was the starting time there, Mike?
12:19.
Right. So the first one is Blue Point No Apologies. Double IPA started strong at 10%. Second one is Great Lakes, Elliot Ness Amber Lager. Two fine beers, a little lower alcohol on that one. And then Art, because I basically sent these guys the list of things we have on tap at the store I work at. Said each of you two pick whatever beer you want, and I'll get a full gallon of those. And we'll go with Blue Point, of course, our fine, fine sponsor. And then Art picks Leinenkugel's Orange Shandy, which if you're looking on the video is this fine non-see-through jug of, it looks like somebody pureed a Muppet. It's awful and it tastes like shit and it's going to be brutal when we get to that about 40 minutes from now, because not only is it disgusting, but it's going to be nice and warm,
yeah.
I'm sure as well.
Delicious.
So, no.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Fucking Art.
Another 5 seconds here.
Leinenkugel Orange Shandy.
Are you serious? Damn.
Yeah, minute goes fast.
Cheers. Leinenkugel Orange Shandy is the art of beers.
So while we're doing this power hour, we're going to talk about the top 8.5 drinking games of all time. Do you guys have your halves?
Yes.
Ready? Okay, what are your halves?
My half is Flip Cup.
Why do you have that as a half? Why is that a half?
Because I sucked at it and I was a fan of it, so I'm like, that's my half. That's why.
Okay. All right, cool. Flip Cup. A lot of these games, like, do you still play them? I still play them at parties and stuff.
By myself, yeah.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
By yourself.
We get together at parties and stuff.
That's called masturbation, Art.
Flip Cup's a good game, though.
Family's gone.
You need to have
Flip Cup tonight.
You need
to volume up.
You need a lot of people to do it, though. It's a lot more fun with a lot of people doing it. Teams.
Tell me about
teams
it.
Of two.
Yeah. Flip Cup is my number 8. I only could really come up with 8.5, so mine is almost like a worst to first for the most part.
Okay.
So, because we got a lot of great suggestions on Facebook, but I didn't know what a lot of them were.
And go.
And cheers. Yeah, that's my number 8.
This is going to be the most disjointed
fucking show.
Where'd
you have yours in? Flip Cup, I guess it's pretty high.
Flip Cup I had pretty high. Flip Cup I have a 3.
A 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Flip Cup. I don't know. It's all right. It's at least it's social. My thing is, like, I hate antisocial drinking games.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're by yourself?
Yeah. When I'm flipping the cup at home by myself.
It's flipping the bishop.
But my half, I have beer pong. Only because that's the half is I hate it so much. I only
really?
Want to give it a half. I fucking hate it.
Why do you hate
and
beer
I guess,
pong?
I guess we should differentiate beer pong and Beirut.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, beer pong is technically played with ping pong paddle.
Okay,
so it's
sure.
It's basically right. Beirut, but you hit it with the ping pong paddle. But you
fun
know,
fact.
And yeah,
beer fact.
And Beirut is basically beer pong and just throwing it. Right. I believe is what it is. But
really.
I just fucking hate it because 4 people get to play and everyone else fucking is bored as fuck.
I got next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you got the list? You on the list?
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's not fun for anybody else. So, and everyone else just fucking stands around. Just, I mean, if you're dumb enough to stand around and watch, then that's what you do. But it's just completely antisocial. I fucking hate it. I think I've mentioned it before, but I came up with a better version of it, which is like, basically, sort of like a speed pong, but you play it at like a round table. It's good at like a patio table or a long rectangular table, but everybody sits around the table. It's best with round. Everybody gets 3 cups in front of them, and there's like you play with like 5-6 balls at once.
Oh, this is Civil War.
Oh, is this already a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, someone probably just took my idea and gave it a name.
Probably.
But yeah, then it's just everybody's playing all at the same time.
Yep.
Totally.
It's Civil War.
You can't shoot at the people next
to
you.
And
then
yeah,
it's just speed pong nonstop, like just nonstop chaos. So really, that's got a name now.
Beirut was...
Civil War has a couple more rules to it.
Okay.
When I get to it, I'll talk to you about it.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I hate beer pong. You guys, where do you have it?
Beirut was number 4 in mine.
Yeah? And where do you have it?
Beer pong's 2 of mine, man.
Really?
One year, we did an Ultimate Beirut Championship where we had, I think it was 32 cups each side.
Did you tap out?
No, it was good. We came in second place because we did like a March Madness type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And usually it takes so fucking long, too.
Especially with like 32 cups.
Yeah,
on
you're 32 cups
yeah,
on each side.
Great, man.
What, 32 cup beer pong?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It could take like a half hour or more if the people who are playing suck, and it's I don't like it.
No blowing though. No blowing.
No blow.
No
blow. Dudes don't blow.
Dude,
bros don't blow. Bros don't blow.
Oh my god.
Can you tap though? Can you tap after the first?
You can tap it. You can fucking tap. You only one re-rack. What are house rules?
That too. People fucking get so uptight about the rules, and like it usually turns into like a fight. It's like
it's not tight enough. It's not tight enough.
Yeah, roll fucking tight that rag up.
I'm not going until they move the cup, man.
Like any game where you can complain that much about it, just fucking sucks the fun out of it.
Although I don't know, have you guys seen some of the really awesome like custom made beer pong tables?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Those
we're gonna be selling them at the store. We're gonna be selling one that where you put the cups is refrigerated. You plug it in, so it keeps the beer
nice.
Cold. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're going to be bringing it out to like all the festivals and stuff. We'll probably bring it to our thing at Newburgh.
Nice.
On August 3rd.
All right, that was fun.
Calendar update.
Any comments in the chat room about any of this? Beer pong or anything?
Ed hates beer pong.
Is it because... why would that be?
Why is that, Ed?
Why do you hate beer pong,
talk
bro?
To us.
Rob says that
we're fucking Irish. We just drink, you fucking faggots.
You don't need no fucking games. Just drink a beer.
Stick your fucking beer pong up your ass.
Okay. What do you got? What else you got? 8. What do you got?
8.
What was your half, Mike?
Oh, my half. My half was asshole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't like asshole only because you can play it as like a kid's game. Like you can play it with kids. And like you call it something else
jerk.
Or whatever. Yeah, you call it jerk.
Butthole.
I do like asshole is when if you are able to be president for more than 2 rounds, you get to make a rule.
Yeah, making rules is always
making
a fun part of
fun.
Any game.
Yeah, it rolls. my favorite rule to drop on people is no cursing.
Oh, nice.
That's hard.
Drink every time you curse.
Yeah, every time you curse.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, rules are like a fun part of any drinking game. Like a lot of different games have that.
Yep.
Asshole's my number one.
Really?
Yeah. Just because you can be an asshole the whole time. Which, of course, is my favorite thing to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love just fucking with people and giving people shit, making people drink.
Wasn't on my list.
And it's
asshole's not on your list.
It's pretty fast moving. Everyone's involved. I think it's just great. It does suck, though, sometimes, because if you do... I don't know. I think part of it is sucking and part of it is having bad luck, but if you do get someone who's like the king for a long time, it does start to not be fun.
Yeah.
Like if people cannot move at all. I hate the whole rule where it's like, oh, the king gets the fucking asshole's like two best cards. The vice or the president gets the two best for the asshole.
Yeah.
Then when you're the asshole, you're completely screwed. Like you have no chance of moving up. I'm not a huge fan of that rule, but I like asshole a lot.
Nice.
What are your eight?
Quarters, because again, I sucked at that game.
Quarters. I'm actually gonna flip mine. I'm gonna flip asshole to eight, and I'm gonna flip quarters to 8.5 because I don't really know I don't think anybody knows the rules to quarters.
And quarters has a lot of different rules. Like there's different ways to play it. I have quarters. Nickels. Is that the Canadian currency difference?
Wooden nickels.
Half penny.
Yeah. Halfpenny.
There's quarters, and then there's speed quarters.
Wooden chutney.
I like speed quarters better. It's just a little more exciting, a little faster paced. I think regular quarters, you just go, and then you pass it to the person next to you to go. And I think like you bet like different things based on if you hit it the first time.
Yeah.
And then you can make rules and that kind of thing. Speed quarters is just usually, I think, you go three, like... And then you pass. You could either do teams or just head to head. And it's just whoever finishes their three first for the most part, right?
We play quarters. Anytime we play quarters, we have to play it wearing funny hats.
Of course you do.
Just because.
Of course you do.
Just because it adds so much drama later on when people get really serious about it, and you're wearing a silly hat, and you're like, no, that was wrong.
Out of order. You should be wearing like Parliament wigs.
That would be great. Harumph.
Damn.
We're 10 minutes in. One.
Gojira in the chat room says his favorite game is just drinking.
Yeah. It is a good game.
The way it should be.
I'm a fan of that game as well.
What's your eight, Jay?
My eight is Flip Cup. I think I said that right. Cup.
Okay, seven?
Yeah.
Seven art?
Actor movie.
What?
Actor movie.
What's that?
Someone picks an actor, and then you have to pick a movie. Everyone around the table has to pick a...
Oh, like categories, kind of. Yeah, I play that as categories.
And, like, let's say you list off, I don't know, 15 movies, and a person, after, like, doesn't get one, he has to drink for, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah, I've played categories like that, but it could be anything. So you go, like, sports. And then everybody has to just go around in a circle and keep naming a sport. If you can't think of one... Yeah, or you repeat one. Whoa, nice. First burp of the night. We should play a drinking game. Every time one of us burps, you have to drink.
An extra shot?
Yeah. No.
keep a tally?
But yeah, like that. You have, say, sports. Everyone goes around. If you repeat one or if you can't think of one, then you got to drink. And then you just go around. That's pretty fun. I forgot about that one. I haven't literally played that one since college. Good one.
Mike, what's your eight? Seven.
Seven.
My seven is the mustache game.
Did you make this up now?
I don't know if we did, but me and my wife play this a lot, and it's a lot of fun. And it's you make a paper mustache. You make a couple of paper mustaches. You can make as many as you want. One or two usually do well. And you put a piece of tape on the back of them.
How many mustaches is a four? Is that like a gaggle of mustache?
It's a school of mustaches.
A mafia of mustaches.
Mustache eye.
And you take the mustaches and you tape them to your TV screen and you turn on anything, a movie, the news, anything. And whenever the people that are on screen's faces line up with the mustaches, you drink. And that's it.
If you wanted an X and Y plane access.
And it's a really fun game. We did it one time. The first time we did it with National Treasure was on.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something.
Mustaches John Voight, plus Nick Cage.
Yeah. John Voight loves mustaches. Loves this fucking game. He was literally like this. Like, the mustache was here. Oh, all right. I'm going to take James first.
Snakes don't kill people. Oh, no?
It's a damn tasty beer.
So the mustache is like here, and John Voight's talking all over, like on this side. And he's like, yeah, yeah, no, we really got to go find that treasure really, really quickly. And then he'll just go like this. And then he'll just go. Like, it's like he leaned into the shot. It was nice. Great.
And he, like, the whole time, he's just like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's like, yeah, it's like the,
so you guys came up with
the
that?
Anticipation. I don't know where we heard it from, but it's ours now.
What kind of tape do you use for that?
Scotch.
Double-sided or regular?
Regular.
TV?
No.
What about Irish? Could you use Irish tape? Hey-o. I'm going to get funnier as this thing goes along, you guys. Just warning you.
Gojira asked what happens during a Burt Reynolds or a Tom Selleck movie.
You're drunk quickly.
Yeah.
Two mustaches, one cup.
Mustache. Nice. My number seven was Thumper.
Is it play Thumper? What's the name of the game?
Thumper. Yeah, why do we play it? Get fucked up.
Yeah.
I've only played it a couple times, but I remember it being fun. And it looks like a lot of fun when they play it in Beer Fest.
Nice.
But
you know,
yeah,
you know where I play that game? Thanksgiving dinner with my family.
Really?
We play Thumper.
No kidding.
All the time. Yep.
And what is it? Everybody gets a hand motion, right?
Yeah.
Everybody picks a hand motion that identifies them. So you go, what's the name of the game? Thumper. Okay. While everybody's like drumming on the table. And while we play to get fucked up. And then whoever's turn it is does their hand motion and then the hand motion of somebody else at the table. And then they have to do theirs and then someone else's. And you keep going around until someone fucks up or takes too long.
Like we do like this. What's the name of the game? Thumper. Why do we play? Take
it
fuck up, and then.
Then you do the hand signal.
And then it passes. And then it goes around a circle.
Yeah.
And if you fuck up, you got to do that person's hand signal, and then your hand signal, and then you fuck up, and you.
Yeah. Oh, it's. Yeah.
I will so be drunk.
And I have like two other games that have sort of the same concept, just with different things. But we'll get to those. What's your seven, Art?
7-1 is high low. Easy game. With cards.
Is that basically like drinking AC Deucey?
Yeah.
Okay, so you explain that one real quick.
Well, for us, we just a bunch of guys, you know, hanging out, drinking before we go out to a party in college, and it was like, all right, what is it, high, low? And we're like, low, and then you just drink.
Oh, whatever, you put the card out, and you have to guess if the next one's going to be high or low. Yeah. So it's like card sharks. Mm. Mike almost spit-took that shot all over the fucking table.
It's like bumper stumpers.
We did have Wink Martindale one time.
Sweet. That's sweet. I bet he rules at that game.
Yeah, he does.
We played AC Deucey for drinks one time. So it's kind of like that, but you know AC Deucey? It's... I haven't played it in so long. It's a good game for gambling. It's basically the same sort of concept, except you bet drinks. Like, it's not just you just drink. Yeah, fuck. I don't remember, but it's a game where like if you can get a huge pot going if you're playing for money, like if you get a nice streak going, but except that you bet like a number of drinks every time, and it can get fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
And you could bet like, I think you could bet whatever it is, or you could bet the pot, like whatever's in the pot.
Right.
And then you could fucking end up like chugging a fucking whole lot of beer at one time. Which is I like games where you can end up having to fucking drink an enormous amount.
Yep. Like this.
Yep. Have any guys done a power hour? We know Art's done one.
Yeah, this is my third.
I don't think I've ever done it, to be quite honest. Art.
I've done a power 15 minutes.
Power 15?
Yeah. I did a power hour when I lived in California with Riles.
Nice.
I did a power hour when at my brother's college when he was there at UConn.
Okay.
And then this is my third time.
Nice.
All right, and you did it one monumental time.
Yes, during your
tell that tell.
Show. Yeah, so while we're still in the radio business.
Business.
Was it a one-year anniversary show, right?
Yeah, because that's about all I ever had. By choice.
That's your tenure.
But it was a cool place. We had it like at some country club, right?
Yeah, it was like,
and so there was like stand-up. You did stand-up. You had some friends come over, and then we just did different bits. And during the whole show, I was sitting at a table by myself and just drinking every minute, just drinking shots and shots. And I was wearing my Artie Scorsese danger suit, an orange like prison garb jumpsuit.
And with then, a sweet airbrush on the back.
Yeah.
What did he say? I said Artie.
This like Artie Scorsese's confirmation name or something.
Oh, no.
Like that.
Wasn't it like Danger is my
confirmation name? Yeah, there we go. And so, like, I don't know if it was intermission or something. I remember What was, like, I think we scared the crowd with, like, a bat, like a wiffle ball bat with, like,
oh, with the thumbtacks.
Yeah. Oh, when I did that. Yeah, everyone was
like, oh, my God, is he hurt? Because I fell down. I didn't say anything. And everyone
people
like,
got so pissed at me.
Yeah, we did some kind of bit where Art had to get whacked with a wiffle ball bat that had, like, thumbtacks sticking out of it.
No, you didn't. You turned it.
I swung it, and right at the last minute, I turned it.
But you're, like, fall down and pretend like you got hit. Yeah. And everyone's like, and they're like, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Well, during that quick break, we went into, like, our little stage room area behind the stage.
We got all ECW.
He's got the thumbtack wiffle ball bat. Oh, my God.
Marissa Tomei was in the back making sure you're all right.
And I had to go to the bathroom, but someone was in our bathroom. I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to go out, and I peed on the balcony. Little did I know that there was someone underneath the balcony. And I was
Steve
like,
Stifler.
Yeah. Who's pissing on me? It's like the guy in the orange suit. I'm like, it's not me. It's not me. You're the only one out here. So, yeah, that was very that always stay in my memory.
And then Art, like, challenged him to a dance-off later on.
To Nelly for Hot in Here.
Yeah.
This is the last Blue Point shot.
Oh, man.
And then the other, like, quick power hour is when I...
Oh, shit.
When I moved into junior year, when I actually started living on campus, came back from work. I think it was a Thursday night, the first week of school. And my friends, my roommates were like, you got to catch up with us. I'm like, all right. And they laid, like, six shots, three of them single and three of them doubles. And I didn't drink that much at that point. So I was like, all right,
yeah.
Fine. I took them all down at once.
Nice.
And it was like rum, tequila, and whiskey.
Oh, there you go.
And like 15 minutes, like I was running around being like home court Art. And then after the 15 minutes was up, I was thrown up and I just passed out.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't know if you consider that a power hour, but.
Yeah, it's good enough. I think I'm going to be in home court Art for Halloween this year. I think I've decided.
Very good costume. You just make a wood paneling like box to hold around you like on suspenders.
Yeah,
like a naked guy with a barrel in cartoons.
All right, last blue point shot.
How did we only do half? Did I seriously miscalculate the amount of beer we needed?
Last blue point shot.
All right, to Blue Point.
There you go.
Cask Fest, April 5th. We'll be there all three. Mm.
All right,
I think we can congratulate ourselves for helping them sell that out in record time this year.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right. All that backlash from Budweiser, you guys. They couldn't even sell any tickets.
Douchebags.
All right. Up next, Great Lakes, Elliot Ness. Yeah, I really thought it would be one. Because if we each did 60, right? Wouldn't this be each? If we each picked our own. No, but if we
this is like Die Hard with a Vengeance. I don't know. I always fuck this up.
Yeah. I fill these 2 5-gallon things up.
Answer these questions. Answer these questions 3.
But... if we each had our own growler with 64 ounces in it, and we each drank 60 ounces...
You were on train A, and you were on train B, and I was the conductor of train C.
The answer is diabetes.
Guys, I got to take the SAT tomorrow.
Dining cart.
But am I right? Like,
folks?
If we each did our own, this whole... we'd be almost done with the growler.
Were you doing liters or gallons?
No, this is 64... Oh, this is 128 ounces.
So this is
fucked up, you guys.
Great Lakes, Elliot Ness.
I totally fucked up.
That's not bad.
Malty.
Tastes like a frog's belly.
So yeah, that's what it was. I should have just gotten a half gallon of each.
I was going to go
64 ounces. This is 128.
I was going to go Nugget Nectar, but I got 2 cases of that at home, so.
Yeah, you're sick of it already.
Yeah.
All right, so I did fuck up. So guess what? We'll have some beer to drink for the next...
Great.
The next episode.
All right, what number are we on? Who's up?
6.
My 6 is Bullshit. You guys know this
Bullshit's
one?
Bullshit's fun, yeah.
This is a card game. Basically, you have to, you know, try and lie about how many of each card you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people call you out if they think you're lying. So basically, you'd have... everybody gets dealt their cards, and then you would... the object is to get rid of all your cards. So you would throw down 2 cards face down and say, you know, I have 2 twos. And then if someone thinks you're lying, they'll say bullshit. And then you flip them over. And if you have the 2 twos, then they have to drink. And then if you don't have the 2 twos, then you have to drink.
Right.
So it's basically you try to lie and see how much you can get away with. So
does ballet come in this?
Say what?
Bullshit.
Okay.
Ballet.
Drink. 2 twos?
What are you talking about?
Say by the bell, guys.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
My back is hurting from pouring all this beer, everybody. Well, one thing about me fucking up the beer calculations is I'm glad that I'm not going to have to drink a third of a gallon of fucking...
He's not good with calculations.
Lining Kugel's orange shandy. I don't know what that's from.
I love that. I love that.
Not good with calculations.
What is that from?
Fucking Dark Knight. The Chinese guy.
I don't remember that part.
Maybe I had calculations.
I was just watching that today. That really bothers me. That guy.
You guys are just being racist right now.
We are.
Oh, I was about to drink and wasn't even talking.
What's your six, sir?
TV cliches. Like, if you watch a show, what other like catchphrases are you have to drink? Like Seinfeld or, you know.
Yeah, I've got that for any drinking game to a movie. Is my number two. Like, where people come up with games for watching movies and stuff. Like, there's a lot for like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Pretty much like every cult movie's got a drinking game for it or a TV show.
Yeah, one of our presidential. Who was it on our Facebook post something about Commando?
Yeah.
Commando has a great drinking game. We got to shout whoever that was out because that actually was really good. I want
to. Didn't somebody say they were going to have that on their phone ready to go?
I'm doing the time.
Backstory.
I'm doing the time. Sorry. Oh, I listened to that fucking show. Oh my God. Walt was. I'm fucking Team Walt all the way. My number six was Edward Forty Hands.
What is this?
Nice. Put strap 40s to your hand.
Edward Forty Hands is when you duct tape two 40s to both of your hands and you can't take a piss. You can't take them off you can't take them off until you're done with both 40s. So if you have to pee, you have to have the 40s on. You know of Edward Forty Hands?
Yep. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Edward That's 48. Really funny. We should have did that with this.
We should have done it. It'd be terrible. We could hold the mics.
Mic stand.
Here we go, guys.
That's pretty funny.
Now, my neighbors did that, and it was hilarious.
Oh, it's...
One guy actually pissed himself.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that shit. That shit happens.
That's when you got to wear, like, the loosest pants you have.
Yeah.
So you can just, like, shimmy them down.
Do the Harlem shake.
Well, all I know is we better drink the rest of this beer when I'm done, because I have to pay for it.
Give me some money. I might just pay him, right?
That's all right. I mean, I pay cost, you guys.
Number five.
Any comments in the chat room? Notables? Also, we can't edit the show because it's got to be the right 60.
Add this in if you can. This is Optimus Prime. The boys had some fun tonight.
But Ed says guessing Power Hour will be everyone's eight when this is done.
He did a Transformers PSA. That was the end of. They didn't do that at the end of Transformers. They did at the end of G.I. Joe,
yeah.
Which came on after or before Transformers?
After.
After Transformers?
Yeah.
Probably all the violence they wanted to put on a little bit later.
What was your five, sir?
Five was Beirut.
Beirut.
Yeah, Beirut, yeah.
Beirut, your five?
My five was Bosnia. Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing top 8.5 war zone torn countries.
My five was Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan.
I love that candy bar.
Kazakhstan.
My favorite candy bar. Kazagnut.
Barat.
Kazagnut.
Beretta.
Oh, this is stupid.
What?
Power Hour.
Gojira.
here we go.
He's not only bad with
I don't know why I thought I could hold this paper and also pour shots.
Calculations.
I think Gojira's drunk.
I didn't know that. Calculations were off on that.
They have probably lost the ability to read these messages. I get it.
Oh, maybe he's not.
He's clever, dude.
I'm wearing my glasses. I can't even see that the print's so small.
All right, what's your five?
What's that?
What was your five?
Five what? What are you talking about?
What's that? What? All right, so my five is Civil War. I was talking about this before, and it's pretty much, it's pretty much what Jay was talking about, where it's multiple beer pongs going on at once. It's kind of like Flip Cup, where you set up two teams on either side of the table, right? And in front of you,
railroad?
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yes, Harriet Tubman.
Underground railroad.
Somebody is Harriet Tubman on each team. No.
And the rest are Southern slave owners.
Yeah.
Leonardo.
It's gonna be a fun game. 12 beers a slave.
Mike almost spit again.
God
you
damn
almost
it. Lost
He's going to spit at the end. He's gonna...
Here's a spit take happening.
Dude, now we have to come up with a drinking game called 12 Beers a Slave.
We
dude,
really
here
do.
It is. Here it is.
You can go on
there's 12 beers
spender.
On the table, right?
Yeah.
That you get 12 bottles of beer. You cover them all the outsides in tin foil, right? Everybody drinks. They're all pale ales, except there's one stout. And if you get the stout, everyone gets to whip you.
It's racist and delicious. That is the worst fucking game.
It's like Russian roulette, but it's Southern roulette.
Southern roulette.
12 beers a slave.
12 beers. That's fucking slave. Great. You get 12 lashes, dude. If you get the stout.
That's so fucking. That's terrible.
Let's change this show to racist drinking games.
Racist drinking games. We're not even ready for this shit. Boom. Come on. This is
Michael
what happens.
Fassbender's going to whip you now.
Michael F. Fassbender.
Sorry, guys.
The clock's ticking.
Sorry. I should stop making really good jokes so we can drink on time. Dude, 12 beers a slave. That's fucking awesome.
Speaking of racism.
That's a t-shirt right there.
That may be the best idea I've ever come up with.
Speaking of racism.
Art, can you Photoshop that?
Civil War. How do you play Civil War?
Someone's Lincoln and everyone else gets a gun.
So you got... It takes place in a theater.
Where you see Spider-Man 2.
Everybody has three cups in front of them. Set up in a triangle. And you are on either side of a table. You're on either side of the table, and you got the ball. The balls are in the middle, like dodgeball. They're in the middle of the table, like dodgeball. And then it's like, okay, ready, set, go. You go. You grab the ball, and you shoot. Everybody just shoots. If somebody hits a cup that's in front of you, you can't shoot.
Damn.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You can't shoot until you drink your beer, and then you got to get a ping pong ball. And it's basically like everybody's in nice. Until your entire team is out.
God damn it!
You just brought up a good point about you can't drink until, I mean, you can't shoot until you drink your beer.
Yeah.
Going back to regular Beirut or beer pong, what was your like? Did you guys have people be like, "No, you have to finish that before you go," or was I guess depends on like the atmosphere. If like some people like when we would play beer pong, it was like. You had to finish that before.
Like I said, some people get like we were talking about before. Some people get
but no, but like
weird
for you guys,
about.
Were you? Did you care?
It's no, like, right. No, not at all. My biggest thing was my biggest thing was that you know how many racks you get, how many re-racks you get, you know.
It's all about in college how many racks you get, right?
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
What'd you play? One rack, one re-rack, or two?
We had to shine bright like a diamond.
Rev in the chair and says the winner of 12 Beers a Slave gets reparations. Oh, reparations. All right.
Oh, God.
November Rain. How many beers can you drink through the entire duration of November Rain by Guns N' Roses?
That's funny.
No, I like that. I've never played that. You used to play that a lot?
No, I've only played it a couple times. Actually, I played it. You know my buddy Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Played it in his backyard. We've had parties.
You know, it'd be a fun version of that is if it's two teams lined up head to head, and you might have said this, and I was just not listening. But like Civil War, like you know, they would just it's like stand in a line and shoot with one gun. So everybody shoots one ball
shot, yeah.
at their opponent at the same time.
You have to muzzle load.
Yeah, yeah. And then you'd go, and then the other team would all go at the same time.
Nice.
Civil War rules.
Make. Ready! By twos!
And then one person would have to play the flute the whole time.
Yeah.
One guy would play the drum. One guy would carry a flag. Where are we? My number five was Someone Shit in the Parlor. You guys know this one?
No.
Is anything like shit in the car?
Probably not.
Okay, damn. Beep, 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 beep.
But this is another game sort of like Thumper where it relies on everybody having a name. So everybody would be something shit. I think there's another name for it too. It might be like
time.
Shit or something.
What 51.
What happened to Morris Day?
Yeah, what about it?
Are we supposed to switch?
No, soon. Right. I'm just going by the amount of beer left compared to the one next to it. But yeah, probably another couple.
It's 12:51. So
when's the next 20 minutes?
Sorry, 12:19. So 12:39.
12:59.
Okay, just making sure.
Jesus, Art. Fucking relax.
Oh.
God damn it. Just suck all the fun out of the fucking
show. Yeah, this is starting to hurt before the shandy fucking comes up.
So now we only got two more left of good beer. We're drinking this warm ass fucking Muppet blend.
That's kind
of
cold.
No, touch it. No, touch it. How's it feel?
It's got good calculations to it.
Looks like Scooter got in a really bad accident.
Scooter.
Someone shit in the parlor, so it's much like Thumper. Everybody, instead of a hand signal, has a something shit that they are. So Art would be like sneaker shit. Mike would be like theater shit. I would be just shit. And then it starts off, someone goes, someone shit in the parlor. Someone else says, who shit? And then they would go, theater shit. And then you go, bullshit. And then I would go, who shit? And then you would go, sneaker shit. And then you would go, bullshit, and you would go, who shit, and then you would say, name someone else, and you just keep going around kind of really fast until someone fucks up or forgets, and then you drink.
Ah, okay.
You follow?
I get it.
Yeah, it's fun.
A lot of those games are mental dexterity.
Yes.
Where you can just, you know, jump back and forth and say different names.
Absolutely. So that's my five. Number four.
Four was Beirut.
Beirut? What was your four?
Your five was Beirut.
No, my 8.5 was Flip Cup. Quarters was 8. Actor movie, high low, TV cliches,
recap,
and then Beirut beer pong.
Beirut and then beer pong.
Oh, no, Beirut.
Same.
All right. Okay.
So that was my four.
All right. My next one is Kings.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that's my number
nice.
One.
Really?
That's my number one, man. Talk about power hour drinks, man.
Oh yeah.
Explain Kings to the folks who might not know.
Go ahead.
All right, you take a goblet or a big nice glass, and then you put cards all around it, and then from two to queen.
It's also known as Circle of Death, right?
Yeah, ace through queen. You have categories like rhyme time, waterfall, all these different other things. And then king is the first person who gets the king, who draws a king, pours whatever they're drinking into the cup. They can pour as much or as little as they want.
I usually play with a pitcher.
A pitcher, whatever. Yeah. And then the second person does the exact same thing. The third person does the exact same thing when they pull out a king. The person who pulls out the last king has to drink what's ever in that pitcher, goblet, glass, and that shit will fuck you up, man.
Yep.
I remember one time.
And then you restart the game, right?
Yeah. I had to drink a combination of Rolling Rock, a screwdriver, and a Mad Dog.
Oh, so all the people are drinking different things. Everyone's not just like drinking the same beer.
No.
That's rough.
We played Kings where it was like you could drink whatever you want. So a screwdriver, Mad Dog,
Jesus,
and a Rolling Rock.
Oh, my God.
Let me just say, I came up with the the fourth thing on that drink. 15 minutes later, I went to bed.
That's brutal.
I actually pulled
good
a
one,
mic.
Good one,
Ogre. I pulled a mic before I knew him because...
Oh, my God.
We were going out to, because there was like at UNH, University of New Hampshire in Canada, we had these things called safe rides. They take you to like different bars and stuff like that so you wouldn't drive. So we called up. As soon as we get into the bus, I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I'm like, I got to go. I went right back to the apartment, threw up, and then just passed out.
Nice.
So I guess, you know, doing different drinks is different for you guys. You had to have the same beer.
Yeah,
I mean, generally people are drinking the same beer at parties that I've been at. They were playing it.
Shit like that, though. That's
rough.
I've done that before. I've done that with like beer pong before, where like people, like, you know, you play with like a girl or something on your team, and then she's like, I just want to drink the Zima
spritzer.
Yeah. I had some grenadine in it.
Zimas. Yeah, you so like it's like
yourself.
Half the cups. Yeah.
I wish Zima was still around. That'd be great. Zima was like the Crystal Pepsi of alcohol.
Yeah.
Zima was a jelly.
It was huge for like a little bit.
For like a minute. It was like the slap bracelets of fucking booze.
Rob in the chat room says he's working on a Jethro Tull drinking game right now.
Nice.
Sitting on the park bench.
Every time you hear flute, you got to chug an entire beer.
Aqualung.
Are we switching beers yet or not yet? Say no. Please say no. Please say no.
Four more.
Oh, good. Really?
12:56. It is.
We're almost. I mean, I didn't spell that much.
So that's funny how you guys were like, at least you had.
Or three more.
You played that game with intelligent people, because I obviously didn't.
Wow, that's rough though. Fucking, you know, you got to do it.
And plus, like, throughout the game, man, you, like, I don't know about the categories, the thing that always fucked me up was the waterfall.
Oh, where waterfall, someone,
like,
yeah.
Waterfall, you start drinking. Like,
oh,
start
and everybody drinking, has to drink until the first person stops.
And then the other person stops, and then you could just be a total dick and be like, yeah, I'm going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you get people who would fake it, too. Like, they would just, like, have, like, the thing to their mouth and, like, do, like, fake
that's
gulps.
That's why you play with clear cups.
Oh, yeah, see if the thing's going down.
Smart. That's smart.
It's the only thing I'm smart about.
Smart art.
Jinx. Oof. That was my four.
Okay.
My number three was quarters / speed quarters. What's your number three, Art?
Number three? Nope.
The popular N64 game, Mario Golden Kart, would be called Beerio Kart.
Beerio Kart. Explain
so
that.
Four
Explain.
Players.
Yes.
First person that came, if you come in first place, you have to drink. Second place, depending on how many seconds you were behind first place, you had to drink for that many seconds. Third place and fourth place and so on.
Wow, so you could get pretty fucked in that game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you could lose by like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You got to
drink
for
30 seconds.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
Because I thought this was like the best, like, I mean, I know drinking games, but this is like the
best
hour, like, you before you go into a, like a club or going to someone's party, you're drinking and like, dude, we had some serious legitimate, like, people like had a drink for like a minute. And it was so bad too, because if someone got stuck in a tunnel or something, that you'd be like, you could see the sweat dripping down. I'm like, fuck, I gotta finish this. And they were like, one guy I think had like a minute and 30 seconds. It was just ridiculous. He went through like a beer and a half.
I think this is the last shot of the Elliot Ness, by the way, coming up in three seconds.
No. Please.
See you on the side, like you said, man.
We gotta drink orange shandy for 20 fucking minutes.
But yeah, man.
Two-thirds of the way through.
Beerio Kart,
God,
pretty good.
Actually, I'm sorry, one more. One more.
Thank Christ.
Beerio Kart, pretty good.
Beerio Kart's good. That's good. All right,
I've never played any sort of video game-based drinking game. It's a good idea.
That is actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Just wait for my second one.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Dude, Tecmo Bowl. Be a good one.
Tecmo Bowl.
Every touchdown, you gotta drink. Every 70-yard field goal, you gotta drink.
Well, here's
like,
Blades of Steel, anytime they say, with the pass.
Yeah.
Number two for me was Madden. And here's the thing. Like, passing, if you got, like, 10 yards, you have to drink for 10 seconds.
Jesus!
But for running, there was, like, certain people that would always just take, like great running backs or running back teams.
Yeah.
If you ran for a 50-yard, like, scamper, you get drink for 50 seconds.
That's just stupid, dude.
But if you ran for like 50 yards and scored a touchdown, you had to drink 57 seconds, because like every touchdown was like 7 seconds that you had to drink or whatever. So like, dude, that like we always be like, you either have a good defense or an awesome running game. So that was my number two.
Wow. Nice.
One dude sucked at Madden, and he pulled to me like after a Kings game. He didn't go out with us. He was done.
That's ridiculous. That's like fucking sadistic. All right. Art's pouring this.
I can't.
I refuse. I'm not pouring this one. My back hurts. And I'll make my back hurt for a good beer. This fucking nonsense.
All right, put this down here.
You fucking... Ugh. I'm so not looking for it. Wait, you're going to get beer all over my carpet. Carpet's stained enough. Here, let me wipe the bottom. Yeah, I would do it over the table in case you spill it. And then it goes on the table. Yeah, there you
boom.
Go. Boom. Yeah, I'm just wipe the bottom of that one.
So we're two-thirds of the way done.
Should be all right.
Good.
This fucking beer sucks. Wait till you taste this, Mike. You're going to fucking hate
it. I haven't tasted it yet, so.
See, you never even taste it. You're just like, I want to try it. A lot of it.
As much as you got.
For 20 minutes.
I'm already done, so I give you my list.
All right, so you're done? What was your... What, save your number one. Oh, man. Line and Kugel's Orange Shandy, everybody.
Here we go, Shandy.
Oh. It's fucking gross.
Oh, it's like an
orange soda.
It's like an orange rind.
Yeah. It's like orange soda got left out in the sun for a week and fermented.
Stop. Stop it.
It's fucking gross.
I still got 19 more shots of these
to
take.
Oh, is that bad?
All right, so my, what are we on, four?
Three.
Are we on three?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my next one was Power Hour. This is the third time I've done it. I've actually really enjoyed it because mm-hmm. I think it's fun because it's like you really don't have to do much. You know, you do this once every minute, and then the rest of the time you're just hanging out, fucking talking, having a good time.
Jay, yeah. Do you have any orange?
Irish Ed says that Shandy looks like the T-Rex piss from Jurassic Park 3.
Nice.
Do you have any orange slices we can put in here?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. That's what this beer needs: more orange flavor.
Sweet.
It tastes like melted sherbet.
Why did you want to do this last? Let me get it out of the way.
This is so bad.
I love you guys.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna smash the shot glass over your head, Art.
Oh, all right, what's next? What's next on your list?
So gross. I got my number two is any drinking game to a movie. Nice. What was your number two?
Any drinking, like what movie? What's your favorite one to do?
You said any movie.
Any movie, like someone in the Facebook mentioned Commando.
If I can find the Facebook list, we could talk about that too.
Yeah, do that.
I think I made up one to Mallrats at one point, which
elevator.
Was fun. Yeah. Any references to the elevator?
Chocolate-covered pretzels.
I mean, anything. The Room would be an awesome one to have a drinking game
great.
For.
Yeah.
Anytime you have the in front of a movie, it's pretty bad. Like The Cell, The Room.
Yeah.
The Toboggan.
Oh, I hated The Toboggan.
I know.
The Saucer Sled was so much better.
I know. It was the European sled movie.
The Ziegel and Schleimer.
Oh, jeez.
Who wants a nice Fanta?
It does taste like Fanta. You're right. How about a Fanta?
Don't you want a Fanta? Fanta?
I honestly don't remember what my next one was at this point. I just know what my number one is.
The Phantom Menace.
What was your number two? Did you say your number two?
Did I say my number two?
I don't know.
I said my number. Yeah, I thought. What was my number two? I forget. I don't have it down. I had it memorized. I had my list memorized, but this happens when you drink.
Dancing with the Stars?
Forget it. Fuck.
All right. Here's some suggestions from Facebook. Matt Zupka says, mocking people for drinking shitty beer, which you could easily be doing for us right now.
Yep.
Bob Heyer says, the which dumpster will I fall asleep behind game? Jenny Goodfellow says, that's a great. She's actually related to Johnny Biscuit Cuffs. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Callback.
I've never been much of a drinker, so I usually play avoid the crying girl, looking for someone to discuss her issues with, and later hold her hair back as she gags into a mixing bowl. She says there are no winners to that game. A fun game though is to see who's gonna like lose their shit by the end of the night.
That's an easy game. That's an easy fucking
like,
game.
Who's going to be puking?
Yeah.
And it's fun. That's
who's
a fun
in,
one.
Who's in a terrible relationship? You know?
Who's going to end up in a fight? What couple will end up fighting?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Dan.
He said it's you. I don't even want to know. What did he say? I saw your email and it didn't say it.
I read your fucking texts.
Listen.
Who the fuck is Jenny Goodfellow?
You don't need.
What is that, like a British porn star?
You don't need to be in my business.
Why do you hang out with him?
You don't need to be in my business. I love you, babe. All right, babe.
Who the fuck is Mom?
Babe, listen.
It's Mom.
Mom.
I don't fucking care.
Mom.
I thought she was like a Brazilian chick or some shit.
Mom.
Daniel Purcell says there's a board game called Pass Out. It's one of those seemed like a good idea at the time, morning after reflections. Bryce Murray says asshole, bullshit pyramid, which sounds like an awful game.
Things a dick would say.
Yeah. This fucking beer is the worst, dude. Fuck the Dealer. Anybody know that game? I looked it up and I still didn't really understand it, but I've never heard of it. Probably because I'm old.
Shoot the duck.
Our buddy Mark from the Poser's Guide to Being Gay said his favorite club bar drinking game is Have I Fucked You Before?
That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Very confident man right there.
Jerry Kane says, is hiding your drinking from friends and family considered a game?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Maybe more of a problem. Malk Fell says, trying not to shit my pants is a good drinking game.
That is a good game. Stay together, cheeks. Stay together, cheeks.
Ava Loy says, convincing a lower-ranking member of your group to check on something out front and locking them out of the house.
Oh, wow.
That was like us during that one road.
Huh? What?
Where we're going, there are no roads.
Clinton Road? Oh, Clinton Road, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that creepy where all the black pickups started following you. Oh, boy. This fucking beer sucks. God damn it. Nor, our friend Nor Portillo says, King's Cup. Is that King's?
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Way to go, Nor.
Definitely after a few things, things just get fun. Mark Kaefler, that's a new name. Says Commando. Assemble a group of friends, put on an Arnold Schwarzenegger's classic 80s film Commando. Every time someone dies, you drink. Every cheesy line, you drink. Every four mall cops assaulted, one drink. Every building that explodes, you drink. He says the movie always wins.
Yeah, it's great. That's a fucking great game.
You said you wouldn't draw me. I lied.
Greg Spaulding says, not so much a drinking game, but a bar challenge called Blue Spot. Tell a friend who's wearing jeans.
This, you know, is this? Funny. I read this.
Tell a friend who's wearing jeans to try and let out just a tiny little drop of piss, so he just makes a tiny blue spot on his jeans. And then watch him piss himself because you can't just let out a little teeny bit of pee. That's pretty funny. I'd rather be drinking like the worst whiskey right now than this beer. Andrew Watt says, asshole only when played right, meaning you switch seats to accommodate the new hierarchy, which I agree. You always got to switch seats, right? So you're in order from president to asshole,
yeah,
right, around the table. Three-man. Three-man's a pretty popular one. I never really played that one.
I don't know, three-man.
That's a dice game, I believe.
Oh, yes. Left, right, center? Same thing?
No.
Center, left.
That's a good game.
It's different. It's basically you roll the dice and the dice dictate what happens, like who drinks or what direction it goes and all that kind of shit. Yeah. Beer pong, drunk driver, which is a car game. I don't know that one.
Friends, my roommate from Vermont, loved that game.
I don't know what it is. What is
neither
it?
Neither did I. I didn't play with him. You don't play drink games with someone from Vermont. You will lose.
Yeah. Fucking Canadians. Yep. That's why.
Upside down New Hampshire. Then.
At the bar.
I love you.
He pinched my nipple.
Here's the nipple pinching.
God damn it.
At the bar, they play...
Wait, what's that, Chet? You want to drink this after? Okay, cool.
Nope. They play Fuck, Marry, Kill, which is a fun game.
That is a fun game.
How does that work again? Want to explain that for people who don't know?
You name three people.
Mm-hmm. Could be celebrities, could be people you know,
right,
literally
exactly.
Anybody.
Literally anybody. And it's who would you fuck, who would you marry, and who would you kill?
With the explanations, of course.
Yeah.
And then normal games that are fun with drinking, darts, and Cards Against Humanity. Cards Against Humanity is pretty fun. You guys
a lot of fun. I have a set
right here. I printed my own out.
Yeah.
You ever play that?
No.
Do you know what it is?
A lot of fun.
No. Oh, Art's Not Down? It's basically a set of cards with like things on them. So I actually have a set over there. So there's like setup cards, and then there's like kind of like answer cards. So everybody gets dealt like whatever 10 cards. So I guess whoever's like, I guess the dealer, you'd say, would put out like the setup card. So it would say like, I think everyone should be killed who, and then like everybody puts out whatever they think their funniest answer card is. So it would be like, has sex with midgets, 69s with priests, like, yeah, licks a camel's asshole, whatever, so on and so forth. And then they all give their answer card to the dealer. They read them all out, and then everybody laughs and laughs and laughs, and then they pick whatever one they think is the best, and then that person gets a rim job.
Rimmer!
And that's it. That's basically the whole gist of the game. It's basically you just give your funniest answer to whatever like the question is or the setup is. But it's pretty fun, and there's like all kinds of expansion packs, and it's online, so like they're totally like, just fucking go ahead, go ahead and download it.
Gathering?
Yeah,
sort of. It's fun. Yeah. But yeah, they encourage people to just, the game's out there, and you can just print it out and like just cut up all the cards yourself, or you can just order like the regular version. That's fun. Nick Nikish says, see beer, drink beer. It's a good game. Phil Spivey says, Bunny Hover, the best drunken game ever.
I never heard of that one.
I guess that's below us, below our age group. My buddy Mike says, The Bomber. I don't know what that is.
Drink a bomber.
By the bomber, maybe he means the guy who throws up all over his brand new multi-$1,000 basement at his wife's birthday party. William Ryan says, watching HGTV and drinking anytime they say oot, a boot, or hoos, since they're based out of Canada. He said it'll only take one episode to get you drunk. And then Joe, Mike's brother, says, I don't know the official name, but try to eat 3 cupcakes in a minute and then vomit and have your friends clean it up is definitely in my top 5. Yeah. Dave Zoller. Dave Zoller says, Cannibal. This is how it goes. First, you do one bong hit, but don't exhale. Second, you do a shot of Jack Daniels while you're still holding in the bong hit. Third, you shotgun a beer while still holding in the bong hit.
Holy shit.
And then you exhale. And you go around, and whoever can do the most rounds, you just keep going around until somebody can't do it anymore. And whoever goes the longest wins.
Is it me or these minutes going by quicker?
They do seem to be. That's hardcore. He says, I do not recommend this for everyone. Please do not drive afterwards. And actually, he wrote after words. So, after words or after words.
After Burt Ward.
I'm having a tough time with this.
The shandy.
Oh. The shandy's terrible.
It is fucking disgusting. Like,
we got 6 left.
It's so bad.
Can I just take them all now?
Yeah. I'd rather just chug it for 6 seconds and be
all right,
done
can
with
I
it.
Tell my number one?
Oh, wait, hold on. We got 2 all more. Right. Asshole and 3-man says Jeff Ferry. The number one rule, of course, is to be cheating as much as humanly possible. That's another fun part of asshole. Is like
it's
literally
cheating.
Like just ditching cards under the table, fucking trading.
Putting
them
in your sleeve.
Yeah.
I just hide cards in my sleeve all the time. Yeah.
And then Robert Taylor says James Bond movie. Drink when he fucks. Drink again if she dies soon after. Drink if they say the name of the movie. Drink when he asks for a martini, uses a gadget, kills the villain, says a quip, etc., etc.
Wow, that's nice.
30 minutes into
yeah, you would.
Absolutely. All right, so that's all the Facebook comments. Thank you, guys. I think we had a couple on Twitter, too. Perhaps from the Straight No Chaser guy.
Oh, case race. Seggy had a case race.
What is that? Just who could drink a case of beer faster?
Yeah.
Or is that a team
it's
one?
It's teams.
Okay.
It's you and another person drink a case of beer.
How's 24. That teams? That's mono
versus
imano.
Another versus 2 other people drinking a case of beer.
Oh, fucking hey. That's just stupid.
It really is. It really is.
What happens to the loser?
You're
there
less,
are,
slightly
everybody's
less.
Everybody's a loser.
Yeah, in that game.
There's
no
losers, no winners. I don't fucking no.
Isn't there
4 minutes left?
Isn't there like a team one too where you just, it's just like, it's kind of like Flip Cup without even the flipping of cups, I feel like. It's just a fucking.
It's just cup.
It's just it's just flip. Everyone just does a backflip. Last team to finish their backflips has to drink. It's a really inside gymnastics type of game. Some Straight No Chaser fan says, I know beer pong. What's the other one?
The case race.
The other
that's
one,
Seggy,
no.
That's what Seggy said.
Oh, I thought they just meant what's the other drinking game that they've never heard of. Drink. This is like filling me up and giving me diabetes. Mm-hmm. Case races. Chase podcast. Walter Chase says the Century Club, but 10 years ago. What is Century? Is that like this, but 100 minutes?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like drinking at a Straight No Chaser concert intermission.
Yeah,
done that.
I'm
the king of that game.
How much can you drink before the bar closes during intermission at a Straight No Chaser concert? Or how drunk and belligerent can you be at a Straight No Chaser concert without getting thrown out?
I won. I won that fucking game.
Mike drops the mic and walks out. So we all slow clap him as he gets escorted out by a 90-year-old security guard.
We were there for the first part.
Yeah.
And Jay was getting pissed because we kept on, you and I kept on looking at our iPhones.
Yeah.
And like lighting up the whole auditorium.
Yeah. And then we get out, and then we're just drinking the whole time. We're making friends with the staff.
Friends or enemies?
I think that
frenemies.
Frenemies. They were cool with us.
Oh, I fucking hate this beer so much.
I love
it. It's very terrible.
This is a way cord art.
It looks like what fucking, like you'd scoop out of a fryer, like a deep fryer.
Two more.
After a week at the restaurant.
Two more.
After this one?
All right, let's do our number ones, people.
All right, my number one is
Did we mention it yet? All right, I don't know what Battleship is. What's your number one? You said it already, right? Kings, my number one is Asshole. So, Mike, the floor is yours, sir.
Battleship.
Tell us, what is Battleship?
Battleship is, I've only played it once, and it was the most fun I've ever had playing a drinking game. I'm not even kidding. It's taking, okay, it's like beer pong, but you set up your end of the table full of cups. So the entire thing is a square, right? And every cup has beer in it except for your ships, quote unquote ships.
Okay.
Which can be 2 cups long or 3 cups long, and you put, instead of the beer, you put hard alcohol
in the cups
that are for the ships. And
you can just stop right now.
We got it right there.
Did you invent this or is this a known
thing? No, I played it at Penn State with my cousin.
This sounds sadistic. Yeah.
And it's, you hit a beer cup, it's a miss.
Oh, so you don't just guess. You throw the balls?
You throw the balls.
Okay.
You can't turn around when you fill up the alcohol cups.
Yeah, you don't know what's in the cups. You're just throwing.
Yep,
you hope you don't get in the hard alcohol.
Yep, exactly.
But
no, you want to get in the hard alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, it's random.
Yeah,
you don't know what you're shooting at,
right? But once you hit a cup, the other person says miss or hit.
Oh, Jesus.
And if it's a hit, then you're like, okay, so it's either going this way or it's going this way. So then you have to find the hard alcohol cups.
Jesus Christ.
You sink the ships, and you have 2 or 3 ships per side.
How many cups total?
I think it's like 50. It's like fucking 50? Crazy. It's something crazy. It is. It's crazy because it's like your side of the table. It's a square. It's a full perfect square.
20.
It's crazy. It's 50. It's a lot. It's a lot.
And even a miss, you're still fucking drinking beer.
You're still drinking beer. Yep.
Holy fuck.
And here's the fucking capper. At the end of the game, when you sink all the ships, whoever wins, the losing team has to drink all the
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
Tell me you play like 4 people on a team.
It's 2. Oh.
What?
It's fucking phenomenal.
Get out of here.
I think it might be 3. It's 2 or 3, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's fucking great.
That is ridiculous.
It's fucking great.
How many times do you lose?
You always lose.
if you win, you lose.
Yeah. It's
because
great.
You're hitting something every time with that many cups.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's great.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And it's like, it also brings in like some of the beer pong rules where like if it is three people. If all 3 people on your team hit a cup, you get to go again. You know, it's like
if you hit their ship, they have to drink the hard alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever cup you get in, they got to drink it. But they just tell you what it is.
Then they say hit or miss. And if it's a hit, then you're like, okay, wait. So then their ships are either going this way or this way, you know, horizontal or vertical. So then you have to figure it out and try to hit those ones. Yep.
Absolutely
ridiculous. It's so much fun.
Did you forget to set it that time?
Did I? I did.
Yeah, I feel like we should have drank a while ago.
We should have drank,
last
sorry.
One, how many left? This is the last
one? We got one more after this.
Fuck balls.
Mm-hmm.
It's 119. We should be good.
Yeah, it's 121 right now.
One more.
Okay, one more.
God damn it. Anything else from the chat room? When you pass out, you have to say you sunk my battleship.
Yeah.
The game where you always go down with the ship.
Oh, man.
Mike, they're asking if you played that at Penn State with Jerry Sandusky.
No.
All right. So how are we going to
accept
this?
Then? Except with his cups, it was either semen or shower water.
It was horseplay.
Either one was a hit for him.
Yes. For him.
Whatever happened with that? It just like went away. Didn't like there wasn't supposed to be trials and whatnot.
He's in jail.
He's in jail. He's done.
He's done.
All right, good. Is this the last one?
Last one. Last.
Here's
Shandy.
To Jerry Sandusky.
Here's your Shandy.
Jerry. Yes. Jerry Shandy Dusky.
Spit it out.
Nice job. You held it in.
Damn it! I tried to get him.
All right, my number one was Kings. Yours was Battleship.
Battleship.
Yours was Asshole.
Yeah.
I would say number one has to be Battleship. Just.
I'll just give it to that because it's ridiculous.
It is. We should play it one day.
Just on the sheer ridiculousness of that concept.
Yeah. We did pretty well, though, with the power hour.
So are these all even? Let's see.
Yeah, they're all about halfway, which is
meet
fine.
Me halfway.
Across the sky. When I turn my hat backwards, it's power hour.
Not bad, guys.
Not bad at all.
Tower of Power Hour. Who's got a trombone?
What is hip?
Tower of Power is my favorite old guy, like semi-band that nobody really knows, but are still kind of popular.
Tell me.
Them and Vanilla Fudge are my two.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Love them. Not at all. All right. Well, fucking A. That's it. Those are our top 8.5 drink games of all time. Thank you guys for being in the chat room.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, next week's show is going to be really drunk. So we're recording these back to back. So stay tuned for that. What are we doing next week? You want to tease that?
Yeah, we're going to tease
it. Next week, right in like 5 minutes.
Next week, we're going to be doing the pros and cons of superpowers.
Yeah.
Superpowers. This is going to be an art special.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to host it.
Probably not.
Yeah, he is. All right. So that's coming up in a week. But thanks for joining us for this this
power hour?
Hour of debauchery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Who's drinking the shandy? Not it.
That's
bullshit.
New drinking game.
You can't make a rule.
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 Here, I got my thumb on the table. I got my thumb on the table.
Oh, Mike, you're out.
You're out. You got to drink the shandy.
Oh, wait.
I had my finger on my nose first. No way. Bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. Fuck this game. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. Fuck this. How every drinking game ends.
In a fight.
Oh, there's a fight. No. Fuck you. Oh, fuck this shit. You fuck guys are assholes.
Jay's drinking shandy. Bye.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Papa too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.